So welcome, ladies and gents. I'm Tamara Musica. I'm a relationship therapist, author, and founder of Getting Naked, where we strip back the layers on love, life, and relationships so you can enjoy nourishing relationships, not only with others, but with yourself. And today I'm really, really excited to be chatting to medical intuitive Belinda Davidson, the founder of the School of the Modern Mystic. So welcome, Belinda.
Thank you for having me, Tamara.
Pleasure. Now, as you know, I love helping people explore their sexual self and really connecting with that intimate side of themselves, which, you know, can certainly be difficult in today's world where sex is very much a taboo topic. Can you explain how our chakras are affected by the sexual conditioning that we're exposed to?
Well, our chakras are affected by the sexual conditioning that we're exposed to in two ways. Either we feel frigid and are frightened to open up, or we feel the pressure to be oversexed. So, you know, really, it's not just, you know, about not opening up, is it, Tamara? Like, it's not just about not opening up and not enjoying sex. It's also about our addiction to sex, because the fact is we live in a hyper-sex society. So the chakra that is responsible for your sexuality, which is also your sensuality and your delight and pleasure in life, is your chakra 2. It's located just a couple of inches underneath your belly button. And chakra 2 really governs your sex life, the way you feel about sex, if you can open up, you know, if you're closed down, if you can enjoy yourself. If your chakra 2 is balanced, you delight in sex. You love to connect in sex. You have a good sex life. You can have great orgasms, but you're not addicted to it. You don't need sex or the release of sex in order to feel balanced. If your chakra 2 is underactive, you have frigidity. And if your chakra 2 is overactive, you have promiscuity. And you and I both know that nor frigidity nor promiscuity makes us happy. So that's how society and its taboos around sex, the taboos of either, well, good girls don't have a sex drive. Yeah, that's good girls shouldn't have a sex drive. Or, you know, bad girls are promiscuous, these type of, you know, societal conditionings. And all the taboo around women's sexuality has a lot to do with, you know, the state of our chakra 2. And in most women's cases, chakra 2 is underactive. So most women have difficulty opening up and enjoying sex. You know, we have the occasional women or occasional group of women that have the opposite and they're promiscuous or addicted to sex. But generally, we fear opening up through a chakra 2 way for so many reasons. And you know all about those reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose when we talk about sexual health, that's obviously related very much to our chakra 2. And, you know, that we see cancers and of the sexual organs for both men and women, you know, among the many other illnesses. Can you shed a little bit more light on this and I suppose how we can make sure that we're chakrically fit so then that we don't get sick in those sexual organs?
If we have a healthy chakra 2, we enjoy ourselves. We enjoy our bodies. We take delight in life. Chakra 2 is not just about sexuality and sensuality. It's about being able to let go and enjoy ourselves. And you would know, you know, as a sex therapist, that great sex is about being able to let go and enjoy yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And that's what chakra 2 is. So if your chakra 2 is healthy and strong, you can really enjoy life. You delight in life. You delight in sexual expression. You can open up. You don't worry about how you look. You don't worry about if you're doing the right positions. You don't worry about if your boobs are saggy when you're on top. You know, you're just enjoying yourself. And that's a healthy chakra too. But for most of us, we don't have that experience around sex. You know, we have the experience of guilt and shame. So as women, we really fluctuate between, you know, the shame of being closed down because, you know, these days it's if you have a happy life and a happy marriage, you've got to be sexually active, you know. People ask me all the time, okay, well, I'm having sex like once a week. Is that what I should be doing? Is that like a healthy sex life? You know, so we have the pressure to open up and not be frigid, you know. On the other hand, though, because of know, society and the way that it's viewed women's sexuality, which is good girls don't really want to have sex. At the same time, we fear opening up. So chakrically, in a chakra two level, we're messed up, you know, just to get to the point in a chakra two way. And the emotions that we feel when chakra two is imbalanced are guilt and shame. So to get back to your question, Tamara, about, you know, sexual health, and let's call it chakra two health. As in my work as a medical intuitive, so many of the diseases, problems, medical conditions I see in a chakra two way are created through our guilt and our shame around sexuality. I mean, guilt and shame, they're big emotions, aren't they? They're toxic emotions, and they wreak havoc with not only our chakra twos, but with all of our chakras.
So if we look at sexual energy and spiritual energy, is there actually a difference between the two, or do you feel that they're actually one and the same?
What do you define as sexual energy? And then I'll be able to answer your question.
Yeah, so that energy that I suppose leads to that pleasure and that leads to those orgasms and that makes us feel alive.
Okay, so if you're experiencing sex in a lower chakra way, so if you're experiencing sex in a purely chakra two way, so the energy is not rising to your high chakras, you have 12 chakras. So, you know, chakra two is of the lower chakras. That would then just be a sexual energy. So if we're only using chakra two energy, mostly we are using sex for pleasure. And we're using it to get off and release and feel a sense of relief, but we're not connecting. So purely sexual chakra two energy is about me. And you and I both know, Tamara, great sex is about us, isn't it? Mm. It's about connecting. So sex in a chakra two way is about my delight and what I want, but you're not involving the other person. And I don't know about you, and actually I do know what you'd say, but great, you know, spiritual sex is the coming together of two beings and the experience of oneness in a state of spirituality. So sexual energy, when it's confined to a chakra two, is a selfish energy. And you know, sometimes that's totally fine, but for loving and nurturing relationships, for depth and connection, we really need to raise that energy up into the higher chakras. We need to feel the spirituality of the sexual energy through the heart, through the throat, through the higher chakras.
So it's really like a full chakra experience then?
Spiritual sexuality?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's amazing, you know, compared to just sex. Sex is great. Sex is great, nothing wrong with just sex, but once you've had a spiritual orgasm, once you've had an orgasm with your entire body, once you've felt that orgasm in your, your heart chakra, you're not interested in just chakra two sex anymore. You want that full-bodied orgasmic experience.
Nice. And so are you willing to, I suppose, share some of your personal experiences or what a person can expect when they have that sort of spiritual experience?
So before I answer that question, I'll just explain how the energy raises, because perhaps someone's a bit confused about what I mean by just energy happening in chakra two and energy happening in the other chakras. As we spiritually evolve and as we move through life, we move up into our chakras. So the process of ascension, or we can call it spiritual development, or to keep it away from spiritual terminology, we could call it life. The process of life is moving up our chakras. So when we incarnate, we come in as the baby and we have to get grounded in the world. And that's a chakra one experience. And then we go through teenagehood and find out who we are in our identity, and we move up to chakra two and three. So as we do this process of ascension, as we move through life, each one of our lower chakras, starting at chakra one, needs to become strong and balanced so that we as human beings can live a spiritual life here on earth. If we don't move out of teenagehood around our sexuality, we can't really connect with others. So when we're just having sex in a chakra two way, It's very much about, I need you to do certain things to get me off. And in my personal experience, and in the experience of a lot of people that I've worked with, they're the types of orgasms we have in which we have an orgasm hangover. You know that feeling that afterwards it was great, but then you feel down, or you feel disconnected, or you even feel cranky. I mean, people have done research on this. You know, I've read what other people have said, but for me, I have had, I don't choose to have sex this way anymore, but I've had hangovers, literal hangovers from that disconnect. And that's because my energy has been focused on me getting off. Not, when I say get off, I don't mean that in a judgmental way, no, but it's been focused on me. So when we have chakra two sex, the focus is me. It's release, it's relief. And in my experience, it doesn't make me feel good, and it doesn't make me feel connected to my partner.
So would you say that we're wanting to keep the energy inside as opposed to ejecting it out of us?
Well, yes. And that would be the energy that you have when you are connecting from a chakra four way. So that's very, very good point. When we're having a chakra two orgasm, it's all about us inside, coming in, all about us. But when the energy moves up to the heart chakra, because the heart chakra is a beacon of love and light, so your heart chakra is open and radiating out. People that are positive people and loving people are giving all that love externally. So when you have a spiritual orgasm, we'll call chakra two a sexual orgasm, if you like, and the higher chakra sex, a spiritual orgasm. When you have a spiritual orgasm, you're not even really aware if you're having an orgasm in the genitalia. Because what happens is you're coming from the heart, and instead of being focused on self, you're actually focused on giving. And what happens is you experience expansion. You experience deep connection with your partner. You experience oneness and bliss, you know, the feeling of enlightenment, actually, that a lot of people talk about. And that's why, you know, practices like Tantra sex and different practices like that help people get to enlightenment or get to that state of being one with all that is through sex. Because when we bring our energies together and when we connect from the heart, it creates quite a powerful field of energy which catapults both people involved in the sexual act, or maybe there's more than two, it's whatever you want. It catapults all those people into love and oneness. So that's why in my life, I'm going for spiritual orgasms versus sexual orgasms.
And that's definitely something that I like to share with people in the courses that I run. So I suppose if someone was to go, okay, so this is what I want to experience, where do I start? What would you tell them?
I always tell people to work on their chakras. That's what I do. That's my practice that I advocate. I started working as a medical intuitive when I was 19. I'm now 35. And very quickly in my, you know, career and work as a medical intuitive, understood that if your chakras work, your life works. And that's just a fact. So in all of my teachings and in my school and in my personal, you know, life as well, and in my consultations I do with people, I always say you've got to get your chakras working, because when you balance your chakras, you're then able to not only have a fabulous life, because your chakras look after every aspect of your life, you're also able to move the energy up into the higher chakras to have connection. And you and I both know, Tamara, life is fabulous when we're connected.
It's all about
connection. Everything people think they're going for, whether that be the love of their life, finances, a new home, a career, they think they're going for something, but they're actually going for a feeling. And what's that feeling? Connection. We're yearning for connection. So when you start to work with your chakras and balance your lower chakras and get them strong, the energy moves up into the higher chakras, and connection takes place from chakra four onwards. So chakras 1, 2, 3 are really about self. It's about learning identity. It's about learning self-confidence. All those things are important. You know, to be a powerful person in the world, you have to have a good sense of self. But then you get to a point, and that happens at chakra 3, where you've got to get over yourself and learn how to start connecting with others.
So I suppose the way that I like to help women help connect with themselves is through using the jade egg. It's an ancient practice. It's used to awaken vaginal tissue and bring health to the area to help them overcome, you know, vaginal issues such as incontinence. But I suppose the question that I want to ask you is, the jade itself is believed to have healing properties. What are your thoughts on crystal energy? Do you believe crystals are necessary, or can we actually create that energy within ourselves?
Crystals are a tool, and crystals can help, but they're not necessary, and I don't use them. Yes. I can appreciate crystals, but I'm not really into them, because as far as I'm concerned, we have a powerful imagination, and we can use it to visualize. And that is your chakra six. I mean, your chakra six is your power center. If you want to change your world, you've got to look after your chakras so that your chakra six is healthy and strong. You can only have a strong chakra six when chakras 1 through 5 are healthy. And then you use that chakra six to reprogram your world. So no, you don't need crystals. I mean, I have a few, but I don't use them in my healing work. We really can, through the power of our minds and through the power of our strong and fit chakras, create our reality the way we want it to be.
So essentially, I suppose, if we're using a tool such as a jade egg, we can actually envision it to be as magical or powerful as we want it to be, and we're just, I suppose, using that as a tool, a physical tool, to embody us in our bodies, but we can actually create more magic beyond that, I suppose.
Yes, and I know a lot of people that love jade eggs and say they're fabulous tools. So, you know, if someone was to say to me, Belinda, should I use my jade egg and look after my chakras? I'd say do both because look after, you know, chakras and use a jade egg as well. But I just think a lot of people look externally to find answers. Mm-hmm. They're looking at crystals. They're looking at this next course. They're looking without to change within. And I always say, and I'm always consistent in what I say, get your chakras working. If your chakras work, your life works.
And so what else is possible in sex? I mean, obviously we've covered a lot of things today. Can you have, you know, different orgasms of the different chakras, or is obviously what you're saying is to have orgasms where all are aligned is much more profound. What else is available to us?
Well, we'd then be having the discussion about how do we define orgasm, you know, because each of the chakras has a particular job and we can awaken them. If awakening is an orgasm, then awakening in all chakras during sex or during coming together with our loved one. So if that's what orgasm means to you, Tamara, then absolutely we can do that in each chakra. But what I find for myself is that when I'm aligned and coming from a space of giving and connection, not from a space of, you know, what does my clitoris want? Well, you know, when I let the heart lead and the higher chakras lead, the clitoris usually gets its needs met, you know, as well. But when I let it come from that energy, it's a full-bodied experience. So I feel all of my body vibrating. I feel all of my chakras alive and awakened. I can feel ripples of, you know, white light coming down through each one of my chakras. And everything's alive. It's that, you know, tingly sensation.
Nice. I'm sure we've got a lot of people that are really keen to have those types of experiences. So I feel that's given us a really great insight into, you know, sexual energy, how to go deeper into our sexual experiences. Is there anything else that you really wanted to add?
The only thing I'd add is that there's a terrible amount of pressure on women when it comes to sexuality. And I think we're very damaged sexually, and that's why I think it's wonderful that you're doing the work that you're doing in the world, Tamara.
Thank you.
We grow up with mixed messages. You know, we grow up thinking that good girls aren't into sex, and then we feel pressured to have lots of sex. And then we don't know, am I dressing too sexy? Am I getting too much attention? And then we don't know how to deal with, should I, you know, practice contraception, and how should I feel about pornography? And the question of how to be a feminist and be aligned with healthy sexuality is a very, very, very challenging one. And I think it's very difficult to know what is right for us as women. You know, it's navigating through so much mess and guilt and shame and patriarchy. So I often say to women, you know what? Just go and find out. Go and find out what's good for you and what works. Go out and see what you want to do and make sure you get your chakras healthy in the meantime to find that out. Because, you know, I feel for women. I have a 5-year-old daughter and I look at the way she's starting to sexy dance. She's 5, you know, 5. And I think she's a girl child. No, with the pressures of sexuality and how to be, I think it's so hard to know as women. So I always say to women, do your best and love yourself as much as you can, because there's no right or wrong way. And it's really hard to know.
Yeah, it really is developing that relationship with self, giving self love. Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time to share all of your insights with us today. And if anyone would like to learn more about Belinda and her offerings, you can visit her website, belindadavidson.com. Or if you'd like to know more about my upcoming sexual self course, simply visit gettingnaked.com.au.